Well, we heard a bit about Hunter Biden before the election, of course. The mainstream media, and social media, the big tech companies buried the information. The New York Post, of course, got cut off altogether on Twitter. Their traffic was reduced elsewhere in the social media world, but they're blocked altogether on Twitter for publishing a true story about the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. One of three, by the way. One of three laptops. Now, my next guest is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy, a retired Air Force colonel. He flew fighter jets and airlift aircraft, commanded numerous units to include in combat, ran the Air Force Operations Center at the Pentagon. Let me repeat that. He ran the Air Force Operations Center at the Pentagon, served as principal scientist at a technical think tank working counterterrorism strategies, professor at several universities with a PhD in political science and public administration. Dr. Ron Scott here with us today. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Your conversation here today I find extremely important because your background, coupled with the information you have on the Hunter Biden laptop computers and the chain of custody, if you will, is extremely important because you have firsthand knowledge of how it all played out because of your unique relationship with the man who owns that repair shop in Delaware where not one, not two, but three laptops were dropped off in 2019. Let's start there. Explain your relationship with the computer shop owner and how you became aware of everything that's being discussed with Hunter Biden.
JP is my nephew. I'm married to his father's sister. His father is a retired colonel, spent time in special operations, 30 years, some time with the Joint Special Operations Command and the CIA. As it turns out, in April, this gentleman shows up about 10 minutes before JP's computer repair shop is about to close. He presents three heavily damaged, water-damaged laptops. JP looked at the first one and said, "This is beyond repair. I can't help you." The second one had a couple of bad keys. He loaned him an external keyboard to use. The third one, he thought he could recover the data, but it would take some time, a couple of days. So this was mid-April.
Let me be clear about this. Mid-April of 2019, just so we're clear on that, mid-April 2019. Go ahead, sir.
Correct, 2019. So over a couple of days, JP was able to recover data, but in the process of doing that, he had to examine the data to see if it was legitimate and valid. He discovered a lot of pornography in the data, and that was what mostly concerned him because of the concerns for privacy of the client. But he did also notice documents, financial documents, emails related to Ukraine, Burisma, and other things. So he notified Hunter that the repair was complete. He could retrieve the data, and he never did. Over a 90-day period, he never responded.
So let me stop you right there. Let me jump in there because I want to do a couple of things here with you, sir. And Dr. Ron Scott is here, retired U.S. Air Force colonel, and JP's father was a military veteran as well. What was his rank again?
A retired colonel.
And you've been associated, you've known JP for how long? How long have you known this man?
Oh, 44 years.
44 years. All right. You have you know him well. You've had many interactions
well
with him. Let's talk about him personally, his character, his integrity. What can you tell the folks here today about his integrity?
Well, JP is he's legally blind. He sees things like through a soda straw, but he can see and he can recognize things. But he's a patriot. He grew up in a military family. When he saw what was happening here with this disc, he could have easily gone to some tabloid and made a fortune turning over a lot of this evidence, but he chose to be a patriot and to do the right thing. He saw criminal activity, and given the magnitude and the nature of the players involved, was trying to do his best to get this into the right channels, which started with the FBI in at the end of September.
All right, so he tried to take it to different places, but what did he find on this laptop? Who did he take it to? Let's continue the story.
All right, he found financial documents, emails. There was one in particular from Blue Star Strategies, which was a private company hired by Ukraine to basically work the political scene in both Ukraine and the United States. I saw one particular email where Blue Star Strategies at the White House had prepped the vice president for a trip to Ukraine. That was a big flag for me because, you know, typically that's done by the National Security Council, State Department, and other elements of our federal government. So that was a flag for me. But the end of September, his father took the case to the FBI in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they blew him off.
Why?
This is a highly decorated combat. They didn't say why, but they told him to lawyer up. Basically scooted him out of the office and told him to lawyer up. That was the end of September. In October, he gets contacted by an FBI agent out of the Baltimore Wilmington office asking for permission to meet with his son. Steve vetted to the best of his ability and turned on the green light. In mid-November, they contacted JP at his home, and the question that they were asking was there child pornography in the data? And JP said he wasn't looking for it. He didn't know if there was. He did see pornography, but his biggest concern at that point were emails and financial transactions that suggested criminal activity. That was in
now, and then to
November.
Be clear, this is all 2019, and your nephew is finding a criminal activity involving not just Hunter Biden, but tying him directly to Joe Biden.
Exactly.
So he was. We've got about a minute here before we hit a break. What kind of criminal activity? You saw the Blue Star preparing the VP for a visit to the Ukraine. You said that's highly unusual. What kind of criminal activity do you believe was contained there?
Foreign influence. They knew that as a vice president, he had a big part in relations between Ukraine and the United States, and they were taking advantage of it. As you know, Hunter was on the board with absolutely no experience, which gave him leverage with his father. There are indications that in other documents that Joe was getting a cut of a lot of the money that was flowing into the Hunter Biden accounts.
All right, hold that thought right there. Joe Biden getting a cut. Dr. Ron Scott is here. His nephew owns the computer shop in Delaware that took the computer in that has now become, well, it was of great interest, but it's somehow disappeared from the headlines again. The New York Post getting, of course, shut down on social media and elsewhere. Doctor, hold that thought right there. Illegal activity. Child pornography. What else was on this computer? We'll find out more after the break in the No Panic Zone.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.